And this whole movement
Amen.
Started with the young people.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
So. With George,
right.
Julia,
and Issa.
Issa, the sisters there. And one of the sisters had MS and was paralyzed, but she still comes to the meeting in a wheelchair. And she really loves the Lord.
Yeah.
Of course, she's very behindered,
handicapped.
But, well, she is really for the Lord. And through these young people, they were all young people, the Lord is now stirring up the whole Aramaic community. Can you imagine? Right? That's another proof the Lord needs the young people. The young people need to rise up. We are not for position, we are not for money, we are not for, I don't know, what, recognition? No, we're just purely for God's purpose.
Amen.
Amen.
To really move, for God to move. So may the Lord really do something.
Amen.
Do something.
Right.
It's amazing what the Lord has done with these young people. When they touch the Lord, they are really burning.
Amen.
So much given and suffered persecution, but they were not. They did not care.
Yeah. Afraid.
They're not afraid, and yet they love their parents and the families and testify to them. Just amazing. Who can do that job?
Right.
Who can open a door to the Aramaic people? Mm-hmm. No one. So the Lord used the babes to open the door. So be encouraged.
Amen.
Don't think you're too young. You're already getting too old. You need to quickly jump into it and tell the Lord, Lord, we don't want to miss the boat.
Amen.
Use us for your purpose.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's really wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, prepare yourself to be used by God.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen. Be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just be in the church life. Just like if you go to university, don't just go to university and sit there and then go home. No, you learn something there. You go and be equipped. Do your homework. Get into the stuff. Right? Learn something. Don't just come to the meeting and listen. You have to learn. Let the word work within you and let the Holy Spirit move. Learn spiritual things.
Amen.
So that we can be useful for the Lord.
That's right.
When the time comes and the Lord needs you, you can be sent.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Learn to present the gospel in a small way to your friends. Be bold. If you cannot even be bold among the saints, how can you be bold among strangers? So even the boldness can be trained.
Mm.
Yes. Learn this.
Mm. Amen.
Just like if you're in the church life after 4 years, you should already quote unquote graduate. You should be able to do the things in every area of the church life. You should already know what to do. You should know how to share, how to pray, how to release the Spirit, how to preach the gospel, how to give a testimony, how to give a message. Right? Don't say, I'm not ready yet. Why? I have known you when you were so small, when you were born, and you've been in the church life all your life. So you're more than ready. Yeah, you're more than ready. Goodness, how much longer do you need to take? Another 30 years?
Then you'll be tired.
No. You're not a child anymore, right? You're not a teenager anymore. You're a grown-up person, ready for the Master's use. We all need to have this kind of attitude, this kind of consciousness within us, not just going to meeting and go home and you learn nothing. So you need to come here, ready to learn something, listen to the truth, and let it work in you, and learn how to present it.
Amen.
Go back home, look up the verses again, and see if what that brother, this brother shared is right. Why not? Well, I may say something not right, then what are you going to do, just believe me? No, you better go check it out. Did John Stowe say the right thing? Check it out. Go home and check it out. Yeah, why not? Right. You have to. Be like the Bereans. Right. Paul went there to share with them. They went home and check out the scriptures, whether it was really so what Paul said. Don't say, oh, he's a great apostle. He should be right. Who knows? Well, go home and check it out. Check it out. And you learn the truth. Then it is your truth, not somebody else's truth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's God's word.
Amen.
You check it out. You see, this is an attitude of a person who is learning.
Right.
And you have to be equipped, learn the truth, learn how to share it, learn how to gain a person for the Lord. How to preach the gospel in a simple way.
Amen.
Learn to be in the Spirit. To speak by faith. Paul says we all have the same spirit of faith. Therefore we speak.
Yes.
Don't say, I'm not sure, but this is how I feel. No, don't say that. If you're not sure, then don't say it. You have to have the faith. You speak by faith, right? So Paul says we all have the same spirit of faith, as it is written. We believe, therefore we speak.
Amen.
So you speak because it is written, because you have experience, because it is the Spirit in you. So you believe, therefore you speak. It's a training. The church life is, of course, God's family, but it's the best place for God, for the Spirit to train you.
Mm-hmm.
To train you. Daily, you yourself enter into the Word and pray, develop a relationship with the Father, with the Son, with the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit. Then you come in contact with the people. You have a lot of people there for you to experiment. Yes, experiment. Right. Talk to all kinds of people. Even a professor. Yes. Why not? When I was in college, a university in Freiburg, I preached the gospel to my professors. Yes.
Amen.
So, after we were doing anatomy, dissecting, after that, we were all in the locker room, and the professor was there, Keller. His name is Keller. And preached the gospel to Professor Keller. And so many students were standing there listening to the gospel. And to my surprise, he was so open. He said, you have to come to my home. I'm going to invite my other colleague, Dr. Fisher, to come. You must share the gospel also with him. So I went to his home. had dinner and he invited Dr. Fisher and I preached the gospel there to Dr. Fisher. Isn't that wonderful? Why not? The professor needs to be saved, right?
Amen.
He needs the Lord Jesus Christ.
He's only
amen. Why not? Learn to preach the gospel to all kinds of people. Yeah. Paul even preached to the king, to Agrippa. Right? He preached to the king. He was not afraid. Why should you be afraid? You are the emissary of the living God. Paul said, we are ambassadors for Christ, so why are you afraid of?
Right.
Our king is greater than this king. Why not? Learn to share the gospel to any person. It's very good. If you met the CEO of Apple, tell him that it's good to preach the Apple gospel, but I have the real gospel to preach to. You need the Lord Jesus Christ. You need salvation. You need to believe and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all you need to say. Why not? You don't have to say so much. Huh? Have you ever done it?
Haven't met him.
No, I mean, you ask him, have you ever done? Have you ever received the Lord Jesus Christ? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey. It's very simple.
Exactly.
We need not be ashamed. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to save those who believe. Wonderful gospel.
Yes.
So preach the gospel to everybody.
Amen.
You have a lot of people surrounding you. It's a good opportunity for you to try it. Right? Amen.
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 Really
Amen.
Good.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
Wonderful. This is what is needed today amongst all of us young people. We don't need a theological, the SEM, S-E-M, yes, C-E-M, S-E-M, you don't need that. But in the church life, the living word, experience the spirit, experience of Christ every day. You learn to live and know the living God. This is very wonderful. Look at those young Aramaic saints. Started when they were invited to Toby's home. Were you there?
Yeah.
That night, the first time that I was there?
Yeah.
You were there? Oh, that's very good. Through that fellowship also, the Lord really stirred them up. We need to see, we need to be those who can stir up people's spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Look to the Lord.
Amen.
Look to the Lord.
Amen.
Don't just impart knowledge, but life. The Lord said, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Now is the Lord telling you just to believe but nothing happens? Or is really out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water? Is it flowing? Is it not flowing? You better know. You better experience it.
Yeah.
Tell the Lord, well, in John chapter 7, you said it. Now I want to experience that. I want to experience the flow of rivers of living water.
Amen.
Not just one river, plural. Rivers.
Amen.
Is that just a teaching? Or is it a reality? How are you going to get the reality? You go to the Lord and tell him.
Amen.
tell the Lord, I want that. Amen. You said it. You didn't say any special people out of Paul, the apostles who flow of rivers of living water, but out of all who believe. Anyone who is thirsty, come unto me and drink.
Amen.
Out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Is it flowing? You better know, you better be sure. If it is not flowing, then nothing happens. But if it is flowing, you will experience the wonderful working of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Why is it when Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost, great things happened? Not because of Peter. It's because the Spirit was poured out. Definitely not because of Peter.
Yeah.
He just 50 days ago he denied the Lord 3 times. Just 50 days ago, right? 50 days. Can you believe a change in 50 days? Who could do that? You mean to say Peter changed in 50 days? 50 days ago he denied the Lord 3 times vehemently, terribly, even swore. And he got mad and cursed. Wow. And 50 days later, while he was standing up and out of his innermost being was flowing rivers of living water, and 3,000 people received the Lord. How about that?
Wow.
So how long have you been now in the church? 50 years? No.
Peter,
in 50 days. We, after being in the church life 20 years, nothing flows up, not even one drop. Out of your innermost being is just dripping a few drops of living water. Is that it? Is that it? It cannot be. Cannot be. We should say, Lord, no. No.
Amen.
You don't need to be so super mature to have the living water flow out of you.
Amen.
Or do you need to be super mature? Or mature? Or somewhat mature? 50 days. 50 days. From a brother who 50 days ago denied the Lord 3 times, and 50 days later he saved through his preaching 3,000 people. How about that, Anne? Praise the Lord. So how many days do you need? 50 days. 50 days. Praise the Lord. Yes, so drop your concept.
Amen.
Just
Amen.
Claim right. what the Lord has promised and written there.
Amen.
Otherwise, you'll be in the church for 10 years, 20 years, and you still think, oh, I'm still like a little babe. I can't do anything. It's not like that. It was not like that.
No.
Peter, James, John, Philip, Nathanael, and then Matthew, and all were just with the Lord Jesus. How many years?
3.5 years.
3.5 years they were with the Lord. How many years are you now with the Lord? Wow, you see, it's so long he cannot even answer right away, right? so long. But these apostles, disciples of the Lord, they were with the Lord 3.5 years.
Yeah.
And they were useful for God's purpose.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Paul, immediately, he says, I did not confer with flesh and blood. Immediately he started to serve.
Amen.
It's wonderful. Paul is even faster, even faster. Just a few days, Ananias went there. lay his hands on him, and immediately he started.
Right.
My goodness. How many years do you need now? 4 years?
No.
No? Depends on our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Be bold, tell the Lord, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
I want to learn while I serve.
Amen.
And I serve while I'm learning.
Yeah.
And I learn while I'm serving. As long as the Spirit is with you and your heart is pure,
yeah.
That's good enough. What the Lord needs is a pure heart, a new heart, and a new spirit.
Amen. Oh, Lord.
You don't need too much. In fact, it becomes a hindrance. Hindrance is Dutch. Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'm all confused. Hindrance. You see, that's the trouble. If you know too much, that's the trouble. And in the end, you don't know what is what anymore, right? Sometimes knowing too much becomes a hindrance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So may the Lord really help us.
Amen.
Oh, the young people rise up, have a pure heart. Serve the Lord purely. We are not for position. We are not for anything. Acknowledge. Don't let anybody thank you. That's nothing. Don't receive any praise of man. That's nothing. Why can't we not serve the Lord in a pure way? Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
What I can tell you is this. And just like Paul, he didn't go to any theological cemetery. Seminary. He didn't go. I'm going to impress you again. Let's go to Galatians chapter 1. And believe me, what Paul said, he is a pattern to the Gentile believers. Hmm. He is our pattern. Galatians chapter 1. Immediately he said, Paul, an apostle. What did he say?
Not from men.
Wow. Immediately he said, not from men. We like to use men as our reference.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I am a co-worker of Peter. Timothy would say, oh, Paul, he is my spiritual father. If you ask Paul, who is your spiritual father? He says, not from men. Isn't it good to say not from men?
Amen.
Yeah. Isn't it good?
Amen.
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 Not through men. And it says here, nor through the agency of men. I have a New American Standard here. Not from men.
Right.
I love this. Because today everybody is boasting about men.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the brethren, they will all talk about Darby. Oh, people all talk about Austin Sparks. Oh, they're about Loser. And oh, about Watchman Nee. And no, about Witness Lee. And about so many people. But here is an apostle that says, not from man. What would you prefer? How about you? Oh, I'm with Witness Lee for 20 years. So what?
Yeah.
So what? Not from men.
Amen.
and not through men. Was he sent by anyone from Jerusalem? In fact, it was the opposite. He was trying to eliminate them, to bring them into prison. Not from men, not through men. Well, if it's not from men, not through men, then how can you be an apostle? Paul, how do you claim to be an apostle? Not from men, not through men, and then through what? You appoint yourself to be an apostle? Are you from? You appointed yourself, eh, Paul?
Through myself.
Through myself. So through whom? Through Jesus Christ. Is it really possible? Is it really possible? It is. Because the Lord Jesus Christ really appeared to him on the way to Damascus. And this is why I'm saying to all of us young people here, tell the Lord, Lord, I need your appearing. I need your speaking.
Amen.
But through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. Really, really wonderful. And here in verse 6, it says, I'm amazed that you are so quickly distracted or deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ. This is the problem. After a person is saved, receives the Lord, instead of turning this one who is saved to the Lord, you turn him to Pastor so-and-so. And now you have to learn from Pastor so-and-so, and you have to go to learn. And oh, well, read this book. Why read this book? Read the Bible. Read the Word of God. Oh, he cannot understand. Who says he cannot understand? Well, how come you understand and he cannot understand? Why, are you better than anybody? Or are you better? This is the problem. After the person is saved, it's so easily and so quickly distracted from him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't do that.
Amen.
Immediately bring a new believer to him. Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So, here he continued to say, but even though we, verse 8, or any angel from heaven, it doesn't matter, man or angel, it doesn't matter, should preach to you a gospel contrary to that which we have preached to you, let it be accursed. Paul was so definite.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring anything else
mm-hmm.
to the new believers.
Amen.
Bring them the living Christ.
Amen.
As we have said before, and so I say again, now if any man is preaching to you the gospel contrary to that which you received, let him be accursed. That means it's serious to bring something else. It's serious. For am I now seeking the favor of men, or to please men, or to please God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. This is our pattern here. Here is a man who doesn't seek the favor of men, but of God. And not striving to please men, but Christ. He said, if I were still trying to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. Then verse 11, for I would have you know, brethren, that a gospel which was preached by me is according to Peter. No? What did he say?
Not according to man.
Not according to man, so according to whom? Who did he receive it from?
Jesus Christ.
You mean to say he didn't see John? He didn't go visit John? Tell me, John. You've been with the Lord Jesus for 3.5 years. Tell me how to preach the gospel. What did the Lord Jesus say to you? What did he do? How does it feel when he washed your feet? Was it clean? He didn't receive it from man.
Yeah.
It is not according to man, neither... He says, for I neither received it from men, nor was I taught it from men. How about that? How about having an attitude? I don't mean that, oh, we should not fellowship with one another, or listen to one another, or help one another, or fellowship with one another. I don't mean that. Please, don't misunderstand me. But what about... being balanced by having an attitude, Lord, I want to receive something also directly from you.
Amen. Amen.
Or do you think it's not possible?
Right.
You know, when I was a student in Freiburg and reading the Bible, even at night time, I jumped up. I was so happy when I received a revelation from the Lord. I was so happy. I was just amazing. Wow. Why not? Why not? I neither receive it from men, nor was I taught it, but I receive it through a revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Don't you think it's possible, Emery? How often are you going to receive, or have you received a revelation from Jesus Christ? Oh, you say, oh, I'm not here in a meeting anymore, no more revelation. Who says? Wherever you go, you receive a revelation from Jesus Christ. Don't think you can only receive it through a conference, no. Or through a meeting on the Lord's Day, no. Through the young people's meeting? No. You can receive a revelation from the Lord Jesus Christ anytime.
Yeah.
This is the attitude that I hope that all of you will have. Remember, not that I meant we don't need any more fellowship with one another. Hey, you don't need to teach me. I'm not going to listen to you anymore because I'm going to receive revelation from Jesus Christ. No. Don't say to me, Sarah, Grandpa, don't talk to me about the Bible now. I'm going to receive revelation from the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, you know, of course I'm happy if you receive the revelation. But, you know, once in a while, I still like to share something with you. But you know what I mean. This is a healthy,
amen,
normal spiritual attitude. You are more than qualified. Don't think, David, oh, I'm not in the church life for so long, so I need to listen more. I need to come and all the time listen to a message. Of course, you're very welcome. We're always happy to see you here. And I hope you do come every meeting. But that's not the only place you receive revelation from the Lord.
Yeah.
Through the sharings of others. At home, when you're praying, when you're walking, when you're driving. If you're stuck in the traffic there, you just talk to the Lord. Oh, this is a wonderful time for me to talk to you. Give me revelation.
Yeah,
why not? Why not? Sometimes if you cannot sleep or you're just lying down at night, you can get a revelation from the Lord. Why not? Many times, I received some revelation. All of a sudden, a revelation came about a certain verse in the Bible. That's right. Why not?
Yeah.
For I neither received it from men, nor was I taught it. I really like these verses, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Then he gave his testimony about his former life. But when he who had set me apart, verse 15, even from my mother's womb, and called me through his grace, he was pleased to reveal his son in me. This is wonderful. God was pleased. It pleased God to reveal his son in me. This
Amen.
Is what I want. I want to know the Lord Jesus Christ in me. Not about him, but I want to know him in me.
Yes.
This is important.
Amen.
Of course, I praise the Lord and I enjoy understanding the Bible. But that's not enough. This is not what I want. I want to know his son in me. Because he's living in me. Well, how is it that a person is living in me and I don't know him? This is not good. Or are you a prison? Or is Christ a prisoner of you? Are you a prisoner of Christ, or is he a prisoner of you? You tell me. You locked him in there, and that's it. Forget about him. He's in me. Praise the Lord. Click, locked him down. That's it. Don't care about him. Yeah. Then he said, to reveal his son to me that I might preach him among the Gentiles. Immediately I did not consult with flesh and blood. Wow, no consultation with flesh and blood. You see, many times, if you have a question, who do you go immediately for consultation? You call, oh, Sam. Quickly. You know, especially today, we all have a little gadget called iPhone. Better call it no phone. Immediately, brother, what is this? What should I do? How do you feel? Oh, what should we do? What do you think? Well, you consult with flesh and blood. Who is it better to consult with? Flesh and blood. It says immediately, I did not consult with flesh and blood. The New King James says, I did not immediately consult with flesh and blood. Meaning to say, later on, yes. I can say, John, you feel the same? Yeah, I feel this way. The Lord told me. I just want to confirm it with you a little bit. Later.
Yeah.
But not immediately.
Right.
If I have a question immediately, what do you think?
No.
The first one you consult with must be the Spirit.
Yes.
The Lord Jesus.
Right.
The Holy Anointing in you. So this is what Paul teaches us. Nor did I go up to Jerusalem to the Bible school of the apostles. That would be the thought of so many people when he got saved on the way to Damascus. Wow, well, now that I'm saved, I better go back. Go back to Jerusalem. Like the two from Emmaus. Immediately they ran back. Nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went away to Arabia. This is wonderful. It's a different direction. What a wonderful experience here.
Amen.
Yeah.
Then 3 years later, Can you imagine? Not 3 months later, not 3 weeks later. If it's 3 weeks later, he couldn't wait anymore. Lord, how come you don't give me a revelation anymore? It's already 3 weeks. You cannot wait. The fourth week, still, I still don't see anything in the Bible. I better pack and go to Jerusalem and see Peter. <Yeah. laughs> 3 years later, in 3 years, he learned a lot from the Lord. Then he went to become acquainted with Cephas, stayed with him 15 years. How long? 15 months. 15 what? Days. That's not a long time. Yeah. 2 weeks plus 1 day.
Right.
That's short. But I did not see any other of the apostles except James, the Lord's brother, in these 15 days. Now in what I'm writing to you, I assure you before God that I'm not lying. He wants to make sure you believe him. He's not just saying something that's not true. Then I went into the region of Syria and Cilicia. And I was still unknown by sight to the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But only they kept hearing, he who once persecuted is now preaching the faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
This is really wonderful.
Yes. Amen.
And then after an interval of how many years? 14 years. That's a long time. I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus along with me. And it was because of an invitation from Jerusalem that I went up.
No?
No. No. Why he went up to Jerusalem? You mean say you need a revelation to go to Jerusalem? He went there by revelation.
Amen.
It's really very good. It's really very good. And there in Jerusalem, there is so much tradition of Judaism.
Yeah.
Verse 5, with all this pressure of tradition of Judaism, but we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, that the truth, the essence of the gospel might remain with you. So you can see Paul, because he knew the living God and he had experience with his living Christ. Nothing can influence him.
Yes.
You don't have that revelation and that relationship. Awesome. Revelation and relation with the living one, then you will be easily influenced. But from those who were of high reputation, what they were makes no difference to me. Because God shows no partiality. Now, here is another word. This is something we all need to see. Something
Amen.
We all need to see.
Amen.
And those who were of reputation contributed nothing to me.
Oh God.
It's not that Paul is being proud, but that Paul, although he was not one of the 12 who was with the Lord Jesus personally for 3.5 years, But he was with a living Christ inwardly in spirit and had such a revelation and constant fellowship with the living one.
Amen.
For such a long time. So that when he went to Jerusalem, they couldn't contribute anything to him.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Can you imagine, here is a young man who has so much revelation and fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ that when he came, well, praise the Lord. That's all. It must be that Paul really had such a wonderful knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And on the contrary, it was Peter, in 2 Peter, he said, Paul, all that he shared, which is very difficult for some to really understand. They all recognize that what Paul has seen is much, much more. Why not? My point is this. Why not? Why should I think I have more experience and know the Bible more and read the Bible more, and you, who are you? You were even persecuting the church. When you were persecuting the churches in Jerusalem, you know, I was head apostle. Well, now Paul has much more revelation. This is what Paul here meant. And I don't believe Paul was being proud. No. But on the contrary, and this wonderful Peter and all the apostles there, they were humbled. They saw that what the Lord has committed to Paul was really much more.
Amen.
On the contrary, seeing that I had been entrusted with the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been to the circumcised, and recognizing, verse 9, that a grace that has been given to me, right, recognizing that grace, James and Cephas and John, who were reputed to be pillars, the reputable, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship. Wow. Meaning to say, of equal status. This is really a wonderful fellowship.
Amen. Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That we might go to the Gentiles. Amen.
Amen.
And they to the circumcised. They only ask us to remember the poor. Actually, they don't even have to tell Paul to remember the poor. You don't think Paul remembered the poor? He himself was a poor man, so he would certainly remember the poor. The very thing I also was eager to do. Paul didn't say, well, I know that already. You don't have to tell me. Paul says, and I was eager to do
that.
This is very good. It's wonderful. What a wonderful fellowship. So here you can really see that this attitude, this thought, this way of the Christian life, going first to the Lord in everything.
Yeah.
Not all the time just going first to man. We call him Lord, but then at the end, they always go to man. And at the end, the man that you always go to became more important than the Lord. I've seen this. At the end, they uplifted this so-called the apostle, who called himself the apostle, so high that he is more important than the Lord Jesus Christ. I've seen that with my own eyes. And at the end, even if he's wrong, he's right. And at the end, he even became God. Sad thing. It's a sad story. Sad story. And I don't mean that we should go to the other extreme. We don't want anybody anymore. Forget it. Go home. I'll just study the Bible by myself at my home in my room and lock the door. And I don't care for anybody. And don't bother me. Don't call me. No, I don't mean that. But I mean the normal way. The proper way for any believer, even a new believer, is to firstly go to the Lord.
Amen.
And learn not to firstly depending on man. As a new believer, as a young believer, learn to all the time go to the Lord.
Yeah.
Receive your strength from Him.
Amen.
Whether it is concerning your studies, concerning your spiritual life, concerning your family relationship with your parents, concerning your human living, whether you're alone, you learn to experience this living Christ in you. Then, if there is definitely a place, certain matters, certain things, you'd like to fellowship with the saints, yes, they are there for you anytime. We're in God's family. We need the care of one another. But primarily, you need to enter into the fellowship with the Father and with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Through the Holy Spirit. This is the normal way. Otherwise, you've never learned. That's why even brothers, young brothers in Germany, when they come to me, I say, you go to the Lord first. I'm not your boss. I'm not the Lord. So Toby and all the brothers, they know now, don't call John Saul. You don't go to him first. Because you call him, he's going to ask you. The first question is, have you been to the Lord? What did he say to you? That's it. Yeah. I'm not hired by the Lord to be a consultant. I'm not the CEO. I'm just the O. There's nothing. Ask the Lord. You have such a habit. Otherwise, you'll never know the Lord in a living way. This is the training for the young professional. Serving one, you have to be one who knows the Lord and experience His speaking. Know the Lord. If you do this after half a year, after 1 year, after 2 years, you will experience the Lord. And the more you experience Him, the more you would like to fellowship with the brothers, just to be with the saints together. You will love not only the Lord, you will love the saints. You will love the brothers. Because this is the Lord in you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Especially the young people. Sarah, Jasmine, little Mary there. Don't think you're too young. You know Samuel, how old Samuel is when he started to? He's the youngest boy to serve the Lord in the Bible, you know. You know who the youngest boy is to serve God in the Bible? Well, he became the biggest prophet in the nation of Israel to his time. The man who changed the age from the times of the prophets to the king. Samuel, you know how old he was when he started? About 4 to 5 years old. How about that? When he was just weaned, could already eat by himself. Maybe 5 and 6, I don't know, around that age. Very young. How about that?
Yes.
I don't know how young.
5, 6, 7.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Very young.
Emmanuel's age.
Emmanuel's age. It's really amazing. It's hard to say. That means at least he's already more or less independent. He's more or less independent. Doesn't need to be fed anymore. But as such a young child, the Lord appeared to him and spoke to him, called him Samuel. He was sleeping. He thought Eli was calling. Then he went to Eli. Eli said, no, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. So he went back to bed, and then the Lord called him, Samuel. And he thought, oh, Eli's calling me. So he went back to Eli. Eli realized, it was the Lord calling him. So how about that? I like to see the young people there. When you're sleeping, the Lord calls you, little Mary. Huh? You're thinking, Mama is calling me. Don't tell her, you're just dreaming. Go to bed. Why not? If the Lord could appear to a young boy like Samuel, why shouldn't the Lord appear to you?
Right.
Tell the Lord, Lord, I'm not too young to know you. I'd like to experience you. There's no limitation of age, is what I want to let you know.
Yeah.
And we all have to have a desire, Lord, I want to be used by you for the purpose. Make me useful. Because this is why I'm here. Just think about it. Any other kind of job is just a job. This is the job. You don't even have to apply for it. You're already enlisted. Hired.
Yes.
You're already hired.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Really, really wonderful.
Yeah.
Really wonderful.